Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. There's a time in Luke's Gospel in chapter 10 where the text says, "But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Here's the question in today's meditation. As we prepare to meditate and hear from the Lord, how do you show God that you love Him? You know, oftentimes we think it's the number of times we've gone to church or attended group or taught a class or given an offering. But at the end of the day, our activities for God aren't the best barometer of our love for Him. Our attitude is. You know, this is something that we need to work on and meditate through. So today, start getting quiet and still. Let your mind just kind of hit pause on the rest of the world for the next couple of moments. Let your soul kind of set at ease and let your muscles go from tense to relaxed. Begin paying attention to your breath and slow the pace of your life down for just a couple of moments. Find in this quietude and in this still time the opportunity to pray, "Lord, would you give me great wisdom that I would know how you're giving and directing peace and power into my life today? I want to give you this time now to be able to finish your prayer and then hush and listen for the voice of God and the direction of God as He speaks that back to you in His love and His truth. I'll mind the time and I'll be back to finish our time in just a couple of moments." Well, it's true. In final analysis, our activity for God isn't the best barometer of our love for God. You know, some Christians feel it's a mark of spirituality to attend different things, seminars, workshops, conferences, groups, week after week. But you know, What we learn from Mary and Martha in this story is that both of them love Jesus, but what he wanted was their adoration and for them to worship him more so than the work for him. This is the beauty of taking time for meditation, that we can receive and react on God's breath of adoration and love for us, drawing us in adoration and love back to him. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back again on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.